Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about voices of women delivering values from PhDs in life sciences. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Erdogan Memeli, Associate Professor at the Department of Animal and Dairy Sciences at Mississippi State University, also with Ms. Shule Doan and Ms. Camila Grant, PhD candidates in life sciences with a concentration in genetics at Mississippi State. So, Dr. Memeli, tell us about research areas in your laboratory and your philosophies.
Amy, in collaborative research settings, we tackle major problems in fertility and adult stem cells using functional genomics approaches. We establish linkages between research and education. I promote diversity and excellence in science.
All right, thanks so much. Now, Shule, tell me about your academic upbringing, research accomplishments, and philosophies.
Prior to starting my graduate studies and PhD level at Mississippi State, I earned my Bachelor's of Science degree from Ankara University and two Master's of Science degrees from Dokuzaidal University. The goal of my graduate research was to better understand sperm physiology and improve fertility in mammals. I used tools in modern biology and sperm from bulls with varying fertility. We demonstrated that improper DNA packaging within the chromatin during spermatogenesis might be caused by the limited expression or mislocalization of specific sperm proteins. These molecular defects cause low fertility in bulls and males of other mammals. I'll be graduating in May 2013, and I appreciate the support and guidance from all my mentors in this institution. As an international woman in science, I would like to be a role model to students who aspire to achieve nobler goals to make positive impacts on others. Education is one of the key areas that everyone needs, and hard work and motivation are important for success. Great mentors, including professors and peers, can provide guidance in careers in science. With positive attitude, self-confidence, and motivation combined with great mentors, the sky is the limit.
Yes, that's a very good point. So, Camila, tell us about your academic upbringing, research accomplishments, and philosophies.
Sure, Amy. Prior to starting my PhD graduate studies at Mississippi State, I obtained my Bachelor's of Science and Master's of Science degrees in Animal and Poultry Sciences from Tuskegee University. My research objectives were to ascertain characteristics of sperm proteins and transcripts, as well as determine morphologies that regulate bull fertility using sperm from bulls of high and low fertility using multidisciplinary approaches. My results from these experiments showed that sperm proteins and microRNAs might be regulating fertilization and early embryonic development at the onset of life. Further, the new knowledge we generated using the bull model can also be used in understanding and improving male fertility in other mammalian species. I'm graduating with my PhD this May 2013, and I truly appreciate my mentors and MSU for supporting me in my endeavors. As an African-American woman in science, I will reach back to help others in science advance both personally and professionally as I continue to move forward, and I encourage others to do the same. By doing this, we empower women and minorities in science, as well as make a positive and necessary impact on the scientific research community and the societies globally.
Erdogan, with all of this information and this research, what type of career value does this education have?
Amy, I'm glad you asked the question because this type of empowerment of women and minorities, in fact, in very much needed areas, in this case, animal biotechnology, is very critical for getting values from basic science to applications. And these students are expected to be leaders at academics or industry or even at government agencies to empower others and to help us advance science. For example, using the tools that we generated, basic knowledge in the lab, they can apply this knowledge to both animal biotechnology as well as to human medicine to improve the lives of humans.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Erdogan Memeli, Associate Professor at the Department of Animal and Dairy Sciences at Mississippi State University, also with Ms. Shule Doan and Ms. Camila Grant, PhD candidates in life sciences with concentrations in genetics at Mississippi State. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.